Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you boys and girls, and welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Soon we will have the Spirit of America Party a radio show, in addition to Blog Talk Radio. I'm doing a website where you can see photos and listen to some good music and some Blog Talk Radio broadcasts. It's a little combo site. And we'll do the current events of the day and lampoon our enemies. Harpoon is better than lampoon. Now, the big news tonight that nobody's paying attention to and all of the communist media is covering it up is that the Iranian military have seized an oil field in Iraq. Now, that may not be big news, and they're going to poo-poo it and they're going to play it down. But let me tell you, Iran is on the move. Iran is getting real brave, and they are coveting their neighbor's goods. And you know what? We are going to have... I said it. If you get my book, The Spirit of America Party book, if you get my book, you will see in there that I compliment George Bush for a stroke of genius when he went into Iraq. And a guy alluded to it the other night. He called Savage when Savage was saying he was against us fighting in Afghanistan and he was against the war in Iraq. If you get a map out of Iran, you will see that right now we have Iran surrounded. We can be in Tehran in an hour. And I complimented Bush for going to Iraq because I wasn't worried about Iraq. The enemy is Iran, and Bush was within striking distance. We didn't have to get any flyover permission from the French. We were right there building bases. So, Bush's stroke of genius may come to save the Middle East. And whether he knew it or not, it was a stroke of genius. And, of course, the communists will debate that. But let me tell you something. Iran has seized, I don't know what the production capacity is of that oil field. I think I heard 1 million barrels, I don't know, a day or whatever. But the Iraqis aren't going to sit for that. No way. And if you know anything about American history, we fight for oil. Yeah, we fight for oil. All the oil belongs to us. It's in the Bible, chapter and verse, 10W40. Yeah. And you know what? We're the only country not drilling for oil. As soon as Obama came in, he turned off the oil spigot. And every other country and his mother is drilling for oil. The Chinese just bought a 4,200-meter oil drilling rig so that they're going to bring it to Florida. Yeah, what a bunch of losers we are. We are. The only thing that's saving us is 1% of the nation that's bleeding for us while we all complain about there's no Grey Poupon mustard. It's really sad. Now, what else did I want to tell you about tonight? Al Franken. You seen what he did to Joe Lieberman, right? And he's a real rat. He's a real rat. And I'll tell you something about Al Franken. Never trust a guy from Minnesota. That's number one. Don't trust anybody from Minnesota. Number two, never trust a guy who shortens his name because he's ashamed of his heritage. That gives you a clue right out from the outset. What's wrong with neck buttons? So what? You look a little different than the rest of us. But that's no reason to shorten your name. Just because villagers hate you.
I wanna know.
this Iranian offensive gets out of hand, what are we going to do? Are we going to send our head of the State Department, Hillary Clinton, to straighten out Ahmadinejad, the guy who says there's no homosexuals in Iran because he's at Columbia University? Yeah, you think he's going to listen to Hillary? Hillary would be lucky if he doesn't hang her off the back of a tow truck like he does to half the daughters of Iran. Those people are being slaughtered in the streets tonight. And the media, the communist media in the United States, is covering up their executions. They can't get a word out. They've shut down Twitter in Iran. Can you imagine the atrocities? These are 15th century mentality people. These people believe in the rack. Not Iraq, the rack. These people bury women up to their waist so they can't bend. So when they stone them to death, they have to stand there and face the rocks. Yeah, this guy's version of rock is a lot different than the American version. And Hillary Clinton's going to straighten him out. The only thing Hillary Clinton could do to really convince him is to sit there right next to him and pull a pin on a grenade and tell him that her fingers are getting, they're getting numb. Yeah, you ain't going to, Hillary Clinton isn't going to Benjamin Disraeli this guy. I'll tell you that right now. This guy, he was torturing Jimmy Carter's voters. Yeah, who Jimmy abandoned. Jimmy the Warrior. And you know they named the submarine after Carter. I can't believe it. I was hoping that they would just put name a garbage scow in the Arthur Kill after him. Here's a guy that really sold out the country. And listen, again, once again, I got to tell you, watch out for these Minnesota jerks. They're all crazy. I don't know what it is. Might be brain freeze up there or something, but these Minnesota jerks are dangerous. They come to Washington, they muck everything up. Don't send anybody from Minnesota. You know what you do? Borrow two guys from Wisconsin. Unbelievable. Yeah. I never seen so many jerks coming to Washington from Minnesota. And was Hubert Humphrey from Minnesota? Was he called the Happy Warrior? He was a Happy Warrior? Yeah. How believable is that? The Happy Warrior. And President Lyndon Johnson, who said he would never run again, and he left 58,000 Americans to die in Nam because he couldn't figure a way out. So you know what they did? They gave the job to Nixon. And 2 seconds after Nixon stuck his head in the door at the White House, they blamed him for the 8 years in Nam. And I'm watching Walter Cronkite selling out the country, saying that he was in Nam and it's a lost cause. And how all those people were betrayed. And that was the domino effect. 1 million Vietnamese died, and then 4 million Cambodians the day after. How's that? Yeah. We're doing wonderful. Our ability to negotiate is what really carries us, carries the day.
No one likes us. I don't know why. We may not be perfect, but heaven knows we try. But all around, even our old friends put us down. Let's drop the big one. See what happens. We give them money, but are they grateful? No, they're spiteful and they're hateful. They don't respect us, so let's surprise them. We'll drop the big one and pulverize them. Asia's crowded, Europe's too old, Africa's far too hot, and Canada's too cold. South America stole our name. Let's drop the big one. There'll be no one left to blame us. We'll save Australia. Don't want to hurt no kangaroo. We'll build an all-American amusement park there. They got surfing too. Boom goes London. Paris, more room for you and more.
American town. Oh, how peaceful it will be. We'll set everybody free. You wear a Japanese kimono, baby, be a pair of shoes for me. They all hate us anyhow. So let's drop the big one now. Let's drop the big one now.
Tell you a quick story. Once upon a time, there was a Democratic Party, and they wanted communism for everybody. So they walked into the banks and they said, look, we want you to give people that can't afford it homes, and we expect you to do that, and if you don't do it, we'll demonstrate outside your bank, we'll demonstrate outside your house, we'll pass legislation that will hurt you, we'll make it so hard for you that you'll wish you'd done what we asked. So here's what we want you to do. We want you to give loans to people who can't pay them back, and we're going to form two organizations of Fannie Mae and Freddie Frick, and we're going to put Barney Frank in charge and Christopher Dudd, and we're also going to have on the board of directors Jamie Gerulich, and she's going to make $6 million while she farts around. And not only that, she'll be on the 911 hearing commission trying to get votes for John Kerry. And that's the cover-up committee, in case you didn't know what it was called. So here's what happened. So the bank said, look, we got to go along to get along. So you know what we'll do? We'll make these loans that can't be paid back, and we'll ingratiate ourselves with the government. And then when these people don't pay us, what we'll do is we'll collapse the bank and we'll force the government to give us the money to cover all these deadbeats that they brought us. And that's how that worked. And that's how you got the banking crisis. Okay? The government forced the banks to make loans, and the bank said, we'll make the loans because you're going to eat the loan anyway. And that's what the banks did. They made the government eat the bad loans. The government who created the bad loans from day one. And Christopher Dudd, he got a 4.25% mortgage from what was it, Cross Lane Savings, which went out of business. Yeah, and Barney Frank, he got party favors. Yeah, unbelievable. And so that's the name of entrepreneurship in America today, run by your federal government, who now owns an automobile company. And if you notice the ads lately, everything but General Motors. They got one vehicle they're advertising, the Traverse. And if they don't sell them next year, it'll be called the Reverse. Yeah, but Mercedes is out there, BMW's out there, Audi's out there, Toyota's out there. These are the new cars in America. You ask your kid today what's made in America, he'll tell you everything. We're all in trouble. So that's the story on the banking industry. And now you've got the same schmucks who are putting the United States out of business. And what do? They create an agency called the Environmental Protection Agency. And then, in the name of equal justice under the law for communists, they create OSHA. And what they do is they go around, especially in California, who wants to swim with the seals naked, they go around to all the manufacturers that built this country and they say, you know, you're a little smoggy today. We're going to hit you with a $50,000 fine. They don't say, how can we help you put more men on the job? How can we help you make more profits? How can we help you clean up this smoggy situation? No. They find them out of business, and they bring in a myriad of lawyers to ride roughshod over them. And everybody comes in, and lawsuits is the new industry in the United States, and we're all paying for it. And pretty soon, you'll be paying $20,000 a month, $20,000 a year in health care. And you know what? You'll have to go to the post office to get a blood transfusion. Yep. We're heading to hell in a handbasket. Why in a handbasket? Because a handbasket holds everything. So here you got the government that's into banking, and the government is in, and now they're buying votes throughout the land. Are you a disenfranchised group? Or what are you, terrorists, who are not getting any attention, don't worry. We're going to protect your interest, and all we want in return is a boat. You need money? What do you need money for? AK-47s? Sure, no problem. We'll give you a grant. And that's what they're doing. And they're doing it with illegal immigrants, okay? We have more splinter factions in this country, splintering this country beyond repair. And until we come together as a nation and throw out all these bribe-taking and bribe-making politicians, we are going to go to hell in that handbasket. So just think about that. And now they're in Copenhagen, and they're bringing billions. And Hillary Clinton, you know, did you know that she wanted $1 million to build a monument to Woodcrap? You know how much it really costs to build a monument to Woodstock? All you need is to tip over one outhouse and call it a skating rink. And that's all you need for a monument to Woodcrap, where all the draft dodgers partied while 58,000 names went up on a wall in Washington, D.C. 58,000 men who did not dodge the draft. They weren't as smart, huh? Is that what you're saying? And you knew the route to Canada, but they didn't? Yeah. You knew how to get to Stockholm? You knew how to go to London like your President Pinocchio pants, smoke weed and protest the war? President liar, Pinocchio pants on fire, and now we got another liar telling us more crap. And the guy who called Obama a liar, he didn't shout it loud enough because nobody was listening. And you want to know how sick this country is? On the road to Baghdad, when the first American troops drove through hell and high water in a sandstorm and appeared on the outskirts of Baghdad and finally pulled up in front of the statue of Saddam Hussein, and one brave American who risked his life to almost die for his country climbed out of an armored personnel carrier or a tank, and he shimmied up the statue of Saddam and he rubbed his face in the American flag. And you know what the liberal commentators who were watching it live said? Oh, that's not right. That's not right. The Americans are fighting back again. And do you know that kid was from New Jersey, and he got a little inebriated one night, and they tried to take him down? They tried to burn him. How's that? He was celebrating getting back to New Jersey alive. And no one in this country could guarantee his safety but him and the guys on either side of him. And he's my hero. He's my hero. And so what are the draft dodgers doing? They're hiding out in Copenhagen tonight in a blizzard. And Al Gore's telling them that the Penguins don't need overcoats. Can I get a patriotic tune? Bartender, can you cheer me up? Thank you.
you're down and out, when you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you.
Senator Nelson has caved in to the demands of the Communist Party, and he will be the 60th vote to shove this health plan that nobody read down our throats. And Senator Nelson was threatened with the loss of 10,000 jobs at Offutt Air Force Base. They were going to close it. That's how we're going to fight Al-Qaeda. We're going to ban the Marine Corps. It's unbelievable. It's really sickening. And 61% of the people of Nebraska told Nelson they don't want this health care plan. So who did he listen to? The royal court? It's unbelievable. In other news today, Senator Dick Turbin has offered the people of the United States a brand new maximum security and nursing home in Illinois, in the event that Al-Qaeda doesn't come. Tell the truth, aren't you hoping that Washington, D.C. gets snowed in and under? Huh? And that the House and the Senate can't go home for Christmas? They have to sleep on cots in Obama's basketball room? And the only speeches that they'll be forced to watch on TV is Al Gore and global warming. Hi, you boys and girls. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party, the Spirit of America Party book, and www.captainsblog.us. We're going to have a new website up, and it's going to be called the Spirit of America. I'm sorry, www.spiritofamericapartyradioshow.com. I know it's a lot of letters, but you know how to cut and paste. And hang in there. We'll give you the specials for today. I think you're going to like this new website. I've got an opening picture. It shows a valiant knight on a white horse, accompanied by two maidens. And underneath it says, This is how the House and the Senate sees themselves. And then underneath that I have, and this is how the people see the House and the Senate. And it shows a stagecoach being robbed. And also pirates. I have Henry Morgan, Anne Bonny, Edward Teach, who's known as Blackbeard. I have their photos. And then I have a treasure chest, and next to that is Hillary Clinton, and she's saying, "Fill it up, boys." So I think you're going to enjoy it. And I get all our enemies, all the communists that have taken over the government. I identify them. We have a terror watch list. I have their pictures up. And hang in there. I'll give you the news for the day. Here we go. If we have to go to Yemen and Iran, will Obama set a pullout date? Obama bin Laden extends an olive branch to the student killers in Iran, and he gets back 10 nuke workshops, plus the invasion of Iraq, which you haven't heard about because the press is trying to cover it up. Their diapers are full, and they have nowhere to sit. Yeah, the Iranians just sauntered on in and took an Iraqi oil field. I think it pumps 1 million barrels a day. I'm not sure. I could be wrong on that figure. It sounds high. But Obama, he's ready for the big time now. And, of course, Admiral Lemon, he sent a British message of peace telling Ahmadinejad Jad he can have the entire U.S. fleet except the aircraft carriers in his bathtub. In the old days, we used to put the wagons in a circle. Today, we form a 911 cover-up committees, and we put people in charge of them that made a fortune working for Acorn, like Jamie Gerlich. I think she worked for Acorn, or she might have worked for KGB. I'm really not sure. Let's say it's alleged. But you remember the 911 cover-up committee, right? They appointed all the jerks. And to make it look good, they appointed Secretary of the Navy Lehman, who accused the fire department of not having good equipment. How's that? How's that? They just buried 343 of their brothers, and you got this little squirt up there grandstanding. So what did they give us from the 911 hearings? They gave us the Jersey girls who dragged their husbands' bodies around to get John Kerry reelected or reinfected, depending on how you look at it. And what else did they do? They had a book deal. Everybody had a book deal. And they formed a committee. And you know what? When the first nuke goes off in the United States, do you know how long it's going to take to form a committee? They usually don't get around to the committees till 2 in the afternoon, and then they do the Academy Awards. I'd like to thank the President. I'd like to thank the Vice President. I'd like to thank Al-Qaeda for bringing the nuke. Yeah, we're not ready. I got news for you. We're not ready. Do you know they don't even have a box, a size box at the airport that says, put your nuke in here? Yeah. If your nuke can't fit in this box, you can't bring it on the plane. Oh, God. Are we in trouble? If this was December 7, 1941, the media would be covering up Pearl Harbor so as not to make the Japanese mad. Who knows? They could cut our heads off. If this was 1941, Eric Holder would be bringing German submarine commanders who sank 1,000 Allied ships in 1 year to New York and plead their case as stating the U.S. Navy failed to read them their merengue warning underwater. Look around, my abandoned American friends. Your government is in Copenhagen this blizzard week, promising $100 billion to China and Africa, plus Hillary's project, the Woodstock Memorial. I could do that project in 5 minutes, and I would only charge $6 million. And all I need is 2 X-lax. I prefer to call it wood crap. And then we have Albin Gore, the abominable snow job man. There is a good UN money in selling your country short. Do you think George Soros made a bundle on 911 as selling the airline short? Can I see the short sales sheets, please? When was the last, when the last World War II vet passes over to Valhalla, the communists will rewrite history and your country will be devoured by international piranhas of the lawyer class. The leech will become the national symbol and the vulture will be the national bird. The good news is the IRS does not send out a tax bill if you have less than $24 left. They ask that you either come in person or drop it off at a new improved Acorn collection drop or the poor box for Vermont, Louisiana, and Nebraska. And another news today, California's pride and joy, Arnold Schwarzenegger Specter, the Californian repuppy of the Kennedy School of Government, attacks blessed Sarah Palin. Arnold should have to show for work wearing his conehead the barbarian costume. And the good news tonight is 900,000 al-Qaeda trainees have graduated from Yemen, Iran, Pakistan, and Afghanistan. And somebody said, how can you get a figure like 900,000? Who gave that figure? I said, a guy that works for the CIA, who was one of the 100 that was in Tora Bora. And let's face it, if there's a billion Muslims, what's 1%? Yeah. So 900,000 have graduated, and Eric Holder has invited them to visit New York as the guests of every politician who laid down. When I say politicians, that's Nallet, is that his name? Nallet, Schumer, Clinton, who's still a politician. She came to New York, the doormat state, wiped her feet, and got elected senator. And she said she was going to serve the people, and then she went on a four-year tour of running for the president. Yeah, she served New York. And she served New York up. Yeah, with Grey Poupon mustard. So, every politician, including Mayor Bloomingdale and the police commissioner, nobody peeped. Nobody peeped up. My parakeets protested more. A kid that we know has told his two-job working mother he needs $200 a week allowance while he's in college. He's never had a job. 20 inches of snow, and the shovel crew knocking on my door are Mexican. And God sent them. And we fed them, and we paid them 80% more than they asked for. And they may be illegal, but they're not working their mother to death. Remember when kids used to shovel snow? The Mexicans are living proof the underground economy lives. Did you know that New York City used to send spies to New Jersey malls to take pictures of New York license plates? And then they would send a notice to the plate holders saying, we know you were shopping in the mall, please pay your taxes. And you're worried about the Patriot Act? How can we get rid of communist judges at all levels legislating from the bench? And the only suggestion I got, everybody was dumbfounded with the question, the only suggestion I got was assassination. I'm getting a little worried. I'm getting a little nervous. This talk of revolution going on. Oh, I hope Obama gets his army ready. That'll be bigger than the military. Now that OSHA and EPA has destroyed all American industry, should they be transferred to China to be with the factories they sent there? Will the Chinese pay them and their families? What is the housing like? How are the schools? How many babies can they bring? Hang in there, we'll give you a tune to cheer you up. You want tidings of comfort and joy?
Let there be light, and there was a light. Let there be earth, and there was earth. If I had my way, I would ask of him, please, let there be you. Let there be rain, and there was rain. up above. If I had my way, I would ask of him, please let there be you. You are the feeling of spring. You are the beginning of dawn. You are the meaning of everything. How could anyone go wrong? Let there be stars, and there were stars. Let there be moon, and there was moon. If I had my way, I would ask of him, please let there be you.
That's a 50 song, when one out of three songs had gotten them, and girls were chased. That's sad, man. You have no idea how decrepit this nation has become. It's a sewer. It's a sewer the size of Niagara Falls, just with drugs alone. You have no idea how bad the drug problem is in this country. They took a general and made him the drug czar. He couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag. They just did a show on Phoenix, Arizona. They got, if I remember the stats, they got 10 murders a day going on in Phoenix, Arizona. Population's a million something. They got 5 kidnappings a month. They got teams just to go get people back. How sad. And it's all over drugs. The poor people of Mexico will risk their lives to bring the drugs here. The spoiled Americans will pay any price to get high. And from Phoenix, Arizona, the drugs are distributed throughout the country. It's a major transshipping point. And who's their senator? John McCain. How could this guy be president? He can't even solve the drug problem in Arizona. How could he ever be president? Do you know what? You want to see a president get assassinated? Let him say he's going to put an end to the drug problem. I guarantee you, 24 hours, he's dead. Do you know most of the guys with glaucoma that want the medical marijuana are college students? Yeah, how's that? How's that? Unbelievable. What are they learning in college? You know what? When I grew up here, you wanted to know about sex, you went out in the street. They taught biology. They taught that the stamen and the pistil, and that was it. They taught the birds and the bees and a frog, and that was it. I was dating a frog for 2 years before I found out what sex was all about. Unbelievable, man. Today, the only course they can take is the course. They have had the course. Do you know that there are people that wear symbols of the sexually transmitted disease? They have belt buckles with the symbol of the sexually transmitted disease that they have. How's that? Yeah, like VD, you know? What do you do when you come up against a guy that wears suspenders? Unbelievable, man. We're in trouble. We're in trouble. You spend $40,000 a year to get your daughter educated, and you see her on Girls R Us on spring break, and she's working for Beads down in New Orleans, hanging her lungs off the balcony. How bad, man? How bad? How bad? Are we sick or what? Are we a sick nation? Are we the Romans at the Colosseum? Are we the thumbs down people? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. See, when I was growing up, if you danced, you had to pay the fiddler. There was no birth control pills. Nope. My brother told me he had a turkey in the oven. I went to visit his, he did the honorable thing. He married the girl. And we went to the hospital, and there was a kid there. There was no turkey. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. Guys in the 50s, all they could do was dream. They used to have the condom in their wallet. It was called the Lucky Condom. They had it for at least 5 or 6 years. You could see the ring on the wallet after a while. The condom would wear a ring impression. They didn't even know how to be discreet. Unbelievable. Hang in there, and let's get back to Christmas and the spirit of Christmas. You want to hear a French song that'll rock your world? You're going to like this. I just watched I think it was the Air Force band or the Navy band, and they were doing a Christmas show, and they were singing Oh Holy Night. Was that the one? Yeah, Down on Your Knees. Oh Holy Night, they were singing it. And the girl that sang it was very good. But I'm going to give you a French girl that when she sings this, it's going to rock your world. And one of the other things I happened to watch was they were interviewing guys who were from the Fighting 69th, who were in Iraq, and they got chewed up by Al-Qaeda. And they lost like 14 guys out of 25 or 29. And one guy said that the fighting got so intense it was hand-to-hand. And the last Al-Qaeda he killed him with a knife. And the Al-Qaeda guy touched his face with his hand as his life was ebbing away. And the guy said it was like, we're no longer combatants, we're just two human beings, and he's saying goodbye. Now, can you imagine the psychological effect that scene, he lost 14 of his buddies, including his best friend, and he had to fight hand to hand, and ended up using a knife on a guy. Now, this guy comes back to New York, and some Grey Poupon communist gets in his face about, you took my parking spot. But, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? You don't know. That's why I say, treat every guy like he's a loaded gun. You never know. You're liable to be talking to a postal worker who just got laid off, and he's looking for an out. So be very careful. Very careful when you're dealing with people. Be gentle. And that may not even help. So let me give you this French chanteuse. In the car, just coming home tonight, I happen to hit a talk show host who I'm not too familiar with, but I know he's very popular. And he had a guy on who was really down. He had cancer. He was going for chemotherapy. He was married. And he had one child with his wife, and she left him for a guy who was worth more money. And about 4 or 5 years later, he got back with her, and because he wanted to see his daughter, I guess she used his daughter as a club, and he married her. The first time they weren't married, and he married her, and he just lost his father last year. His father died of 3 heart attacks, and he's got cancer. He's going for chemotherapy, and his wife just left him again for a guy with more money. And I gotta say, this talk show host was the first decent talk show host that knew how to handle it. He says, do you belong to a church group or any church? Guy says, no. I said, you got any friends? He says, no. This guy's all alone, right? He wouldn't let him go.
He said, you got an email address? I said, yeah. He said, send me your email address. I'm going to get you somebody to help you. And I thought that was magnificent. I thought he wasn't doing it, you know, like he could have been on the air or off the air. It wouldn't have mattered. You know, not like one of these guys that plays it up. You know, look, I gave to the poor today. Okay, let me give you that, Noel. And you know what? You're never alone. Some people don't like Christmas because other people have families and they have nobody. And they're all alone. But you're never alone. You're never alone. I sat in a cathedral in Switzerland all by myself. The doors were open. I went in to pay a visit. It was a giant cathedral. The balconies had shields on them from heraldic shields from knights of the 15th century. They must have been all families that prayed in this cathedral at one time. And there was nobody in the cathedral. There was light coming in. And you know how the sunlight illuminates particles of dust? And you can see it's like a theatrical light that focuses on one spot. And all of a sudden, a voice, I'm in there all by myself, and all of a sudden, a voice starts to speak to me in Arabic. And I turn around, and there's a beggar, and he's a Muslim. And so I took care of him. You know why? Because you never know when the boss is making a house call. So let me give you this tune.
Qu'enchaînait le feu notre reconnaissance, c'est pour nous tous qu'il naît, qu'il souffre et meurt. Peuple debout, chante ta délivrance, Noël, Noël, chantons le rédempteur.
Hi, you boys and girls, and welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. I just happened to notice that a young actress at 32 years old, they found her dead in the bathtub, her mother did, and her husband was still in bed sleeping. I'm always leery of women who die while their husbands sleep. Didn't Terry Schiavo fall out of bed? And her husband didn't wake up for 8 hours as she lay on the floor. How many people do you know are brain dead because they got out of bed and went to the bathroom? Yeah. Huh? How's that? But if you want to kill somebody, if you want to kill the only witness to a murder, all you got to do is vote Democrat, and they'll pull the feeding tube for you. They'll block the door. They'll arrest anybody that protests. Yeah, the Democrats, the party of justice and fair play, and they control all three branches of government, and you gave it to them, and now they're giving it to you. They're going to give you the business. They're going to hire 1 million census takers, and they're going to lay off 200,000 oil workers. Yeah. And you're paying for the census takers. The oil workers were paying for themselves. You think about that, jerk. So, I'm looking at this girl who died, and I feel bad. She's 32 years old. She's gone. Okay? And I said to myself, they ran a collage of other people who have died this year. And the number one girl that comes up, she's an actress. She lived to be 90. She was she won an Academy Award for the song of Bernadette. It's about a saint. And I said to myself, that's why she got to be 90. If you play a strumpet, that you get checked out early. You know, you can't wear a cross like Madonna. You got to wear a crucifix like the girl in the song of Bernadette. And she was a very good-looking girl. And they had her in some tantalizing movies also. But she lived to be 90, so she must have figured out the Hollywood game before Hollywood gamed her, huh? Good. God bless her. And now she's probably doing reruns of that. And speaking of reruns, I see Avatar made $75 million. That's a movie about the United States military fights outer space creatures, robots, misfits, and Hollywood actors. Well, robots and misfits, it's the same thing. And this is what the kids are watching and eating up. They're watching the U.S. military fight imaginary aggressors. They're fighting an imaginary war with imaginary people. And nobody is pointing to Al-Qaeda, who graduated 900,000 terrorists since Bill Clinton cut the ribbon on their camp in Afghanistan. How's that? And now they got jumping off spots like Yemen and Iran. And we'll talk more about Iran. They just invaded Iraq. And now President Butterfly has to make a timetable for the evacuation of Iran and Yemen.
Oh, I guess I must have cut it short. Wow, okay. We're going to sign off, and we'll pay a tribute to a lady.
Cheers.